Today is November 27th, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. The FCC has granted SpaceX conditional approval to provide direct-to-smartphone services in the United States. NASA says it would have to cancel up to four commercial lunar lander missions if it decided to fly its Viper lunar rover. The Office of Space Commerce has selected Slingshot Aerospace to provide the web interface for its space traffic coordination system. Spectrum Advanced Manufacturing Technologies will produce components and assemble satellites for D-Orbit USA. And the leader of a NASA Venus mission already delayed by 3 years is trying to avoid a further delay.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin with news that the FCC has granted SpaceX conditional approval to provide direct-to-smartphone services in the United States. The FCC said Tuesday that SpaceX could use its Gen 2 satellites to provide those services on cellular frequencies assigned to T-Mobile, SpaceX's partner. Of the more than 2,600 Gen 2 Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit, around 320 are equipped with direct-to-smartphone payloads, enough to enable the texting services SpaceX has said it could launch this year. The FCC deferred, deciding whether to allow these satellites to increase their radio emission power, which SpaceX has said is needed to support higher bandwidth capabilities such as real-time voice and video calls, but will allow SpaceX to operate satellites in lower orbits at altitudes of 340 to 360 kilometers. The FCC's approval for nationwide service came after temporary authorizations in Florida and North Carolina this fall after hurricanes there. T-Mobile said Starlink handled more than 100,000 text messages and 120 wireless emergency alerts. NASA says it would have to cancel up to four commercial lunar lander missions if it decided to fly its Viper lunar rover. NASA canceled Viper in July, stating that the additional cost to carry out the mission would force it to cancel or delay an unspecified number of commercial lunar payload services, CLPS, missions, but did not specify a number. In a response last month to the House Science Committee, which raised concerns about NASA's decision to cancel Viper, NASA said it would have to cancel between one and four CLPS missions, depending on when Viper launched and if NASA continued to use Astrobotic's Griffin lander or sought an alternative lander. Up to four other CLPS missions could be delayed by 1 to 2 years. NASA is continuing to evaluate proposals by companies and organizations to take over Viper and plans to announce next steps in that effort by early next year. The Office of Space Commerce has selected Slingshot Aerospace to provide the web interface for its space traffic coordination system. The office announced Tuesday it awarded a contract worth $5.3 million to develop the presentation layer for the traffic coordination system for space, Traxys, creating a web interface that will allow public access to the data in Traxys. Traxys will be available through a Traxys Govy website by late 2025, eventually replacing the Pentagon's spacetrack.org service. Spectrum Advanced Manufacturing Technologies will produce components and assemble satellites for D-Orbit USA. The companies announced Tuesday an agreement whereby Spectrum AMT will manufacture printed circuit board assemblies and harnesses, as well as perform final assembly of D-Orbit USA satellite buses. D-Orbit USA, a joint venture of European space transportation company D-Orbit and a group of American co-founders, was established in July to develop a satellite bus based on D-Orbit's Ion Orbital Transfer Vehicle. The leader of a NASA Venus mission already delayed by 3 years is trying to avoid a further delay. NASA pushed back the launch of the Veritas orbiter from 2028 to 2031 to address workforce imbalance problems at JPL. The mission is currently working towards a June 2031 launch, but at a recent meeting, the mission's principal investigator said there was a real possibility that it would be delayed to November 2032. Such a delay could cause development issues with instruments already being built by European partners, which could be delivered before the spacecraft completes a preliminary design review. It could also create conflicts with the operations of ESA's Envision Venus orbiter, which would arrive at Venus at almost the same time as Veritas, if Veritas is delayed to late 2032. In other news, Chinese launch startup LandSpace put two satellites into orbit late Tuesday with the first launch of an improved version of its Zhuke 2 rocket. The Zhuke 2 enhanced version, or ZQ-2E, lifted off at 9 p.m. Eastern from the Zhuquan Satellite Launch Center and placed into orbit the Guangchuan 01 and 02 satellites. Few details about the satellites were disclosed. The launch is the fourth for the Zhuke 2 and third successful one after a failed inaugural launch in late 2022. The ZQ-2E features an upgraded engine in the second stage and use of fully supercooled propellant loading. Spaceflight now reports that SpaceX launched 24 Starlink satellites on a Falcon 9 late Tuesday. The rocket lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center at 11:41 p.m. Eastern and deployed its Starlink satellite payload about an hour later. The launch was delayed one day for reasons SpaceX did not disclose. MyRGV reports that a federal judge has blocked a request by an environmental group for an injunction halting Starship launches from Boca Chica, Texas. U.S. District Judge Rolando Olvera said SpaceX made a good-faith mistake when it operated a water deluge system at the pad without proper permits and noted that the system did not appear to cause significant environmental impacts and that SpaceX was now working to get the proper permits. The environmental group Save RGV filed suit in October, arguing that the company had violated environmental laws by operating the system without a permit. While the judge denied the request for a restraining order halting launches, the case will continue. Politico reports that the incoming Trump administration has finally reached an agreement to allow formal transition teams to start work at federal agencies. The Trump transition signed a memorandum of understanding with the White House Tuesday that will allow the incoming administration to send agency review teams, or landing parties, to federal agencies, including the Defense Department and NASA. Trump had rejected using traditional agreements with the General Services Administration that would have given it access to office space and funding to support the transition. The incoming administration plans to privately fund the transition, but with no legal requirements to disclose the source of that funding. Space.com reports that for the second time in less than a week, the International Space Station had to maneuver to avoid debris. A Progress cargo spacecraft docked to the station fired its thrusters for 3.5 minutes Monday to raise the station's orbit by half a kilometer, providing additional clearance from an unspecified piece of debris that would have passed close to the station. The station made a similar maneuver last week to avoid a close approach by debris from a U.S. military weather satellite.